It's the confluence where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. A little later in the program, can the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania get any tighter? But first, community and elected leaders this week unveiled a blueprint to better integrate immigrants in Allegheny County. While there hasn't exactly been a major wave of immigrants to the Pittsburgh area, according to the census figures, foreign-born residents account for 5.2% of Allegheny County's population. Join us to talk about the plan is Mila Sanina. She's the executive director of Public Source. Welcome, Mila. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Also in the studio, WESA reporter Virginia Alvino. Welcome, Virginia.
Thanks, Kevin.
And you're invited to participate by tweeting your questions or comments at WESA Confluence. So prior to the release, we were told that representatives of more than 50 organizations, including educators, ethnic community groups, economic development agencies, healthcare, social service providers. So how detailed of a plan was this blueprint? Virginia, we'll start with you.
So it's called a blueprint, but it's not like what you would think necessarily when you think of that word, when you think of a schematic with, you know, one, two, three, here's what's going to happen. It's really more, you know, for each category, language access, transportation, housing, workforce development, here's our sort of key things that we would like to see happen. So we want to, you know, promote access to bilingual services. We want to ensure that we can help close this workforce gap. But the thing about a community-led plan is that that's really contingent on institutions taking ownership, stepping up. This plan needs a place to live. It's not just a government-instituted and supported plan. So there's still a lot of getting people together at the table to figure out how to implement that still needs to happen.
How do we get people together? Is there enough push, Mila, do you think, within the community to get organizations to sort of to spearhead this with some support from elected officials and others? Is there a drive in the Pittsburgh community to better integrate our foreign-born residents?
I think there is. I think that there is a lot of interest in making immigrants feel much more welcome in the community. I think that it also depends on how efficient those resources are allocated and where do they find a home. I think that what is very unique about this initiative is that it really capitalizes on institutions that are already there and wants to maximize how they allocate those resources and make their services better. I think the realization of, even Pittsburgh, of the need is there, and the fact that although there are not that many immigrants in Allegheny County, there is a need of, you know, this resources being allocated efficiently, and there is a need to spread awareness about what is accessible and what is out there.
No, that's a really good point, too, that I definitely failed to mention. It's organizations that are already doing
right. The
work. That's who's coming to the table. These are people who are already working directly with their communities or with their segments of the communities. So how can they, you know, make themselves more efficient? But we don't know what form that's going to take. But the thing about the blueprint is it does give sort of a banner of accountability to say that here we are, this collective voice, putting pressure on this municipal leader, let's say, to engage more in their communities.
I also think that what's unique about this initiative is that they actually went out to the community and conducted a series of interviews because,
right. You
know, the best way to really understand what the needs are to talk to the recipients of those services. And they did that. I think that it will be interesting to see how it's going to pan out. But I think it tells a lot that they went to the community and spoke to the people, and including immigrants and the leaders who are heading those organizations that are delivering those services.
Do we get a sense that the services are there, but they're not coordinated, or there's an overlapping of services that doesn't, so therefore there's a lack of efficiency because of the repetition and more coordination is needed, or there are holes in the services that are needed, a lack of?
There's definitely a demand for services, so I think it's sort of hard to gauge whether they're, you know, every organization is past its capacity or if there's just not awareness surrounding them. I think it's hard, especially for immigrants. Think about refugees being resettled. Think about, you know, unilingual Latino community members that are new to Pittsburgh finding access to the things that do exist. And that's sort of part of where the city and county have picked up some of that slack in advertising some of the multilingual services that they do have to raise awareness. But a lot of these, you know, think about these organizations that work with smaller immigrant and Latino segments of the community. These are smaller organizations that definitely do have a lot less capacity, a lot less development building opportunities for them. So that's another part of this is, you know, anything under that banner of the blueprint is going to be have a little bit brighter light on it for the community to navigate.
Last June, I should say June of 2015, Mayor Peduto issued the Welcoming Pittsburgh Plan. Mila, at that time, you were working for the Post-Gazette, and I believe you were a part of the Odyssey Project, the Post-Gazette's Odyssey Project, looking at Pittsburgh's immigrants. So how did that play? What were you learning then? And also when the mayor announced that plan a little more than a year ago?
Well, you know, I think the Odyssey's project started before the mayor unveiled that. And what was amazing about it, the goal of that project was to find the immigrants from every country on earth who made Pittsburgh their home. We didn't meet the goal, so to speak. We found almost 100 immigrants. And what was interesting about it is that people who came to Pittsburgh, they shared their universal experiences and their unique experiences. The goal of that project was really to show that, you know, everybody's is in the pursuit of happiness, whether it's a new adopted country or it's their own country. And the people from all over the world spoke about how they loved Pittsburgh, how they hated Pittsburgh, how they thought that there are a lot of areas for improvement, such as, you know, transportation. A lot of people hated Pittsburgh's winter. Some people did talk about, you know, how the community helped them to overcome language barriers, to overcome insufficient access to health care, how people came together and it gave them lifts, you know, free lessons for English language and how to navigate American bureaucracy and how to file documents. I mean, all of these small stories gave us an idea of what are the struggles and also joys that people are experiencing when they're coming to Pittsburgh. I also think that, as I said, it was interesting to see how universal our pursuits and, in a way, challenges are. And it was a fascinating endeavor. And I think that, you know, in front of Pittsburgh, there is a challenge of bringing in people who will be contributing to Pittsburgh's economy and Pittsburgh's growth. And, you know, right now, as the mayor says, we're not, you know, the question is, how do we manage that growth? How do we make sure that the growth is equitable? And how do we make sure that everybody benefits from it equally? So I think that immigrant population is playing a huge role there.
Virginia, I believe in your report about the announcement of this blueprint this week, you mentioned this is sort of a follow-up to the mayor's welcoming plan that I alluded to was issued June of 15. So was it just expansion beyond Pittsburgh to Allegheny County, or was it more than that?
Yeah, I think what they were trying to do is take some of those values that were developed in Welcoming Pittsburgh and try and make them a little bit more tangibly implemented. So it's the, you know, Betty Cruz, who had been behind Welcoming Pittsburgh in Mayor Bill Peduto's office, is now on this coordinating team that is going to be managing the blueprint. So Welcoming Pittsburgh, you know, largely about promotion, changing the impression that immigrants have of the community and vice versa. And so that really did things, programs like partnering with city parks to host neighborhood potlucks, partnering with the Office of Public Art to host bilingual tours, right? Short of sending this messaging from Peduto's office and from the community at large that, you know, we are this welcoming place, this is what we stand for. So we see those things reflected in the blueprint. They are trying to take it a step farther. I think it's going to be a real challenge, however, when we're talking, again, as Mila noted, those universal needs and also those universal challenges, right? Lots of people in Pittsburgh having problems with transportation and affordable housing, but compound that with fear of deportation, valuing family reunification, lack of, you know, that services gap, and it becomes a lot more difficult. difficult.
This week's blueprint announcement was held outside Salem's Market in the Strip District. It was opened by a Libyan immigrant. And inside, the owner's son, Abdullah Salem, said it's become a hub for the community.
Immigrants are, you know, people feel more comfortable, at least at the beginning, talking to people that they know have experienced the same experience as them. So I think they come to us and just ask simple. I mean, you'd be surprised, the simplest questions, you know, from where to take their wife to a doctor, to where to take their kids to what places can they go see, to, you know, understanding, you know, police stuff, to how to get a license, to.
So has that been the case where it's sort of the information centers have sort of grown organically out of maybe some businesses and normal gathering areas rather than official places, Milan? What have you learned from your reporting on the immigrant story?
Well, I think that it's always, you know, when you come to a new place, you are looking for the anchor, for the community that can relate to you and can help you and can empathize with you. And, you know, you also should think about why do people move, like this, you know, eternal question, so to speak. Some of it is not a choice, you know. For refugees, it's not a choice. For some people, it is. People move for work, for education, for some kind of a family reason. But, you know, I think that it's definitely those the community is very important. What we found out through the Odysseys project is that there were multiple stories where people would come to us and say, well, the only reason why I moved to Pittsburgh was because I knew someone here and they told me what a great place it is and there are really work opportunities and education opportunities here.
Yeah, that the reason that people are here is a big one, and that connection to and the connection to people like themselves and that welcoming aspect is really big. So when you're talking about an immigrant population, they are looking for a hub, and that's why you see larger hubs of populations in certain cities. So the question is Pittsburgh going to reach this critical mass where it's going to begin attracting more immigrants? Because right now there is so much dispersion. There are certain pockets in the community, you know, most of the Bhutanese immigrants are clustered sort of in the South Hills, right? So Pittsburgh, you know, 500 refugees are resettled in Pittsburgh every year, but it's not one of those major metropolitan hubs. And so when you look at like Salem's Market and people are going in with what was just illustrated, very basic questions of how to receive services, they're just immediately going towards what they know, what they see. And so I think that's the intention with the blueprint, is to sort of meet them where they are and address these basic needs.
Just have a minute left, and I want to get this last question to both of you. And that is, how much of this is meeting current residents' needs? And is there a component of we need to be more inviting to attract more foreign-born residents?
I think it's centered mainly on the immigrants that are already here. But it doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that this initiative, if successful, it will not result in more immigrants feeling welcome in Pittsburgh. Because if the services are great, if the resources are efficiently allocated, the immigrants will be telling their relatives that Pittsburgh is a great place and, you know, it's welcoming and it has great services here.
And I think a lot of city and county leadership would say that they recognize that a diverse workforce is a really critical business need. And so I think they're trying to get existing businesses and potential businesses to kind of make that mental switch, recognize the fact that this is good for the bottom line as well, and have them get on board with doing their part in supporting and housing this initiative as well to bring more people in the future.
Virginia Alvino is a WESA reporter. Mila Sanina is the Executive Director of Public Source. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
With the election a bit more than 7 weeks away, the race between Senator Pat Toomey and Democrat Katie McGinty appears to be a dead heat. That's coming up on The Confluence, where the news comes together on 90.5 WESA.